Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thank you for listening today. The Lansing Art Gallery has been located downtown for decades. However, this summer, the art will be spilling out onto the streets along Washington Square. This installation is part of the Lansing Art Gallery's project called Pop-Up Art Special Edition. Current State's Jamie Paisley went downtown to learn more about a very newsworthy method being used to showcase 12 Michigan artists currently on display. He spoke with Barb Whitney, executive director for the Lansing Art Gallery, who loves the responsibility that comes to promoting Michigan-based artists.
I like it. It's a responsibility I've grown into over the past year and a half as the director, but I really do enjoy representing Michigan artists, and there's so much to share. It's incredibly exciting for me.
Let's start with what is the underlying purpose of pop-up art? Because it's a public art space that people you want to engage people with pop-up art.
Yes, pop-up art special edition is the second rendition of our pop-up art projects. And it's about bringing the arts outside of the gallery walls into the community with a focus on making the arts accessible, in this case, on the streets. So we used the newspaper kiosks as a forum for conversation and for artwork display, as well as a chance to really give people a better understanding of the extraordinary work that's being made in Michigan and how they can get involved.
And how did you find the 12 artists that are being represented here from various, you know, various media that they're using as well? How did you encounter them?
We do a statewide call for each of our exhibitions, and this one is no different. So we let everyone we know everywhere know about the opportunity to apply as artists. And then we host a jury panel that makes those selections. So in some cases, the panel itself attracts artists because they're artists themselves that are extraordinary in their own right, and we've learned that by having great adjudication, we sometimes engage more artists than we would have otherwise.
And you said statewide, because it is exclusive to Michigan artists as well.
That's right. Michigan exclusive is something that we do in all of our projects at Lansing Art Gallery, and in particular, in this case, we knew we had 12 kiosks, and we were seeking 12 Michigan artists.
And the 12 kiosks there along Washington Square from, I think, Shiawassee down to Kalamazoo. Mm-hmm. And there are a couple of over by the Lansing Center as well, right?
Yes, there are two over by the stadium. And we had a couple of funders that came from Team Lansing that were really excited about this project because those kiosks in particular caused them some problems in terms of feeling like an eyesore in the community. So they were especially keen on getting involved in helping us do all 12 kiosks so that they would have them presented beautifully, engaging people that were coming into the community, whether it's through the Lansing Center or through the Lugnut Stadium.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, as you were prepping for the kiosks, you then did repair to them as well, or polishing up is maybe a better word?
Polishing up is a great word. We covered up some things with something called Sintra, and our graphic designer and gallery coordinator extraordinaire, Sarah Pulver, put together the whole look of the kiosk to kind of brand them as a vehicle for Michigan artists with the pop-up logos and really giving people this glimpse into Michigan artists and how they can get involved. And so that is the design of the whole kiosk is Sarah Pulver's.
I'm Carolyn Damstra. I'm an artist in the East Lansing area, and I do mostly landscape paintings. I do a lot of the Sleeping Bear Dunes area, but all of Michigan, and lately I'm kind of focusing more of home East Lansing and Michigan State Campus.
You're originally from East Lansing?
I grew up in Grand Rapids, but I've been here since 85, so this is really my home.
You've settled at this point?
Yeah.
The roots are down, definitely. Right. And speaking of roots, could you describe what you've created for the Pop-Up Art Special Edition?
Well, this is the Red Cedar River on the campus of Michigan State University, right on the main campus, and it kind of captures the reflection of the Red Cedar River and the path along the river. And I try to capture the feeling of the atmosphere and the wind in the trees and the feeling of being there, so it's not just a photograph, it captures the moment of being there.
Do you know where on the walk that your kiosk is displayed? Do you think of it as your kiosk at the moment?
Yeah, definitely. It's about one block or two blocks north of here on the east side of Washington.
Have you gone the walk yet?
I haven't done the whole walk. I parked by my kiosk today and took a selfie.
Naturally, naturally. Yeah. If people wanted to find more about your art, where could they head out?
Go visit www.carolindamstra.com.
Again, the Lansing Art Gallery's executive director, Barb Whitney. There's another component to Pop-Up Art Special Edition where you're having, for the next couple of months, on every Wednesday, I think it is, artists coming into the gallery as well.
Right. We did 5 Wednesdays, and they start actually this coming Wednesday with Tim coming for printmaking. And I understand each of the 5 has an interactive element. So it's not just a demonstration. It's an opportunity for all of us to get our hands dirty, I hope. Dirty, but to get our hand making art to some degree or experiencing the process of making work like that artist makes.
Now, the curiosity begs me to ask, is there an age sort of appropriate level that you have for hands-on sort of elements? You don't know how permanent the dyes are, so to speak.
That's a great question. I know that we have told them we have age 7 to 12 year olds here for our summer art camp, which will be here during each of those 5 weeks. So we've asked that they be appropriate to some degree for that age demographic, but they should be available for all ages. And then I think parents, if they were with their children, could make the distinction of what they thought was appropriate in terms of, yes, that's a great question about dyes or printmaking materials. Generally, I think they'll be safe, free, and accessible.
And there's also the, if I understand correctly, as the artists are here, there's the opportunity to even purchase the what they're making, in if I'm reading that correctly.
Yes. We have, I think, 10 of the 12 originals here that are featured, which range quite significantly in size. So we saw them on a screen first, and then we saw them as reproductions that are 8x10, perfect to fit inside a frame. And then we saw the actual artwork coming in, and it ranges from about 8x10 inches to about 6x8 feet. And some of them are quite significant in scale. And so it's been really wonderful to see those, but all of those are also available for sale. So if you loved the actual work of the reproduction of the work of art on the kiosk, and you needed to have it, we have them here.
Those will be sitting kind of in residency at the Lansing Art Gallery during the duration of Pop-Up Art Special Edition?
Yes, exactly. From June through August, those works will be here.
And you also are selling reproductions of those, I believe.
The reproductions are free. It's very exciting. Yeah, so if anybody wants to come down, if they have a favorite in the kiosks, they can come to the gallery and just simply ask for their favorite. We have them all on display behind the reception area at Lansing Art Gallery and Education Center. They can just let us know which one they'd like to take home.
Now, they can pick their favorite, and I won't ask you to pick your favorite because that's a hard thing to do, but do you have, say, top 4?
Oh, wow. That is a challenge. There's one that is of interest in particular to me because it involves sewing. And when it came in, we weren't sure based on the reproduction what it was actually going to look like. And when it came in, we spent several minutes examining the work because it's very unusual and it involves the stitchery and the sewing, but it's translucent also. It's pretty incredible. It's a very small piece and of great interest to me.
We've been speaking with Lansing Art Gallery's executive director, Barb Whitney, about Pop-Up Art Special Edition, which can be seen in specially designed kiosks outside of Cooley Law Stadium and along Washington Square in downtown Lansing. Plus, you can stop by the gallery itself to view the original artworks now through August. More information about the 12 Michigan artists is available online at lansingartgallery.org/popupart. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.